going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, Nina Jankowicz is back.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, the Mary Poppins of censorship. Was supposed to be anyway. She was supposed to head the disinformation board.
Yeah.
A distinctly Soviet creation.
Guess she's about ready for a greatest hits album now, huh?
Yeah, really, I know. But now she just spoke before the EU. And that's where you want to be if you are a so-called disinformation specialist, right? What that means is you censor people saying true things.
I guess you followed Greta Thunberg, right?
Yeah, really. So she goes there. She speaks to the European Union. She's running something now called the American Sunlight Project. And what that is a European effort to censor Americans. This is their big plan. They can't get around the First Amendment here. And so what they're doing is using something called the Digital Services Act in the EU. And they've used it, Lee, very effectively to outlaw speech by opposition parties. So if you're not a leftist, if you think like Donald Trump, if you oppose immigration, if you're a populist, basically, then you don't get to speak in those countries. Yeah. You don't get to campaign.
It's not daylight. It's sunset of speech.
Yeah, it's the end. So, and it's worked very effectively and also not. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. We're watching in Europe as the heads of these parties follow in the great Trump tradition. They are all now criminally convicted or indicted. Every one of them. Based a lot of them around either misinformation, anti-migrant, or Russia collusion hoaxes. It's the same template as here. Americans maybe probably don't realize how bad it is in Europe, right? I mean, it's bad. And they're using the Digital Services Act, the European Union's, to do a lot of this. There's a party called the AfD, for instance, in Germany. And the leader of that party used accurately government statistics on rapes by migrants against German women. Actually used a page from a German criminal statistical manual. Screenshotted it. Put it online. They tried her. They convicted her. Because it was a first offense, she didn't have to do a prison time. She's convicted. And she's not allowed to speak online. Elon Musk interviewed her on X a while ago, and the EU went insane. Put more than 100 censors on it. Let him know, hey, we're watching. This is a violation of the Digital Services Act. They're now talking about a minimum beginning fine for Elon Musk of $6 billion. If he wants to continue operating X on the continent. So this is distinctly Chinese-style stuff. So if you were a censor under the Biden regime, you were making a lot of money doing that. We were paying you to do it, by the way, taxpayers were. And Republicans, by the way, were fine with it. Mike Johnson was funding it all the way up to December. In fact, tried to fund it again after Trump was elected and there was such an uproar online. He was called out and he wasn't able to do it. Okay, so this is what we're up against. This isn't going away. It's only growing overseas. And the idea is we'll use the Digital Service Act to censor Americans inside America. We'll simply censor Elon Musk until we break him. And now they're asserting the right to go, hey, you know what? Instead of doing what the Digital Services Act says, we'll take 6% of Elon Musk's global revenues for X. We're going to expand that to his global revenues, period, for all of his companies. Why'd they do that? Well, they saw him he knuckled under to Brazil. He censored for them after fines. They're thinking they can get him to do it there too because he has said he will comply with the law. So Nina Jankowicz is over there in Europe and she's egging him on. And she's saying, look, we can censor Americans from here. We do not have to worry about censoring them from over there. We can get Musk. We can break him. We could break him financially. We can push all of his companies out of the world, which is really incredible if you think about this. I mean, so this is a full-on war on speech. She sat before the European Union and called America an autocracy. I would like to call upon you to stand firm against another autocracy, the United States of America. The Trump administration is preparing a pressure campaign to force EU institutions to roll back regulation like the DSA to end support for Ukraine and to stop holding Russia to account. Those two things actually don't have anything to do with speech. It's the lie that Russia's out there manufacturing talking points. And so anybody who says anything against left-leaning parties or politicians must be silenced, ergo it's from Russia. She was urging them hold the line. Doing so is the clearest signal that the European Union could send to Russia and other adversaries. They will not stop fighting to preserve democracy. What is she talking about? Again, what she's saying is any speech against the left is Russian. It's Russian talking points and it must be silenced. Because the left are the only ones, according to her, fighting Russia. And so they cannot be criticized, Lee, in any way. Their migrant policies cannot be criticized in any way because Russia. Well, wait a minute. Does Russia care about migrant policies in Europe? Not really. Not that I could find. But it doesn't matter.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So this was an absolute outrage to watch her do this.
I'm just disappointed she didn't have any show tunes for us this time.
I know. Really. But here's what this is a bigger part of. Overnight, just absolutely shocking article in Real Clear Politics written by John Lott. And you remember how the Biden administration announced in 2021, hey, we've got to go after white supremacists.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to go after domestic terrorists, i.e. Trump voters.
Yeah, the military is full of them.
Oh, yeah. No, and they had to be purged.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to be purged. Okay. Well, it turns out there was a classified, more detailed version of that plan. So the public one stated, hey, we're going after criminals. We're going after white supremacists, domestic terrorists, most of whom are Trump supporters, and we got to get them. We're going to put them away. But the classified version ran the same program, but against non-criminals, including, if you want to talk about who this was, did you use hashtag 2A? I did. I have in tweets. Did you just abbreviate 2A in your tweet or your Facebook post? You're on the list. You're a domestic terrorist. Well, isn't 2A Second Amendment, like, of the Constitution, which the Democrats tell us all the time they're preserving?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they don't like that part.
All right.
They don't like the part. So if you're a fan of that part, you were a domestic terrorist. And it gets worse. This domestic terror blueprint that they just declassified, Tulsi Gabbard just put it out. For some reason, a lot of the mainstream media is either not covering it or they're ignoring it. Fox News barely covered it. It was a blueprint for not only silencing and censoring us, which we know they did, but also debanking people, both for their political views and their religious views. Debanking talk show hosts, and even, as we know, debanking Melania Trump, Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, the key leaders of our movement. And so this is what they were doing behind the scenes. This is positively Soviet. There is no difference between this and the Chinese social credit system. No difference between this and the way the former Soviet Union operated. It is exactly the same, Lee. And it's terrifying.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so understand what this means for us. Every time we lose from now on, we're not just looking at having a bad economy because of crappy Democrat policies. We're not just looking at the destruction of, you know, our ability to produce natural resources in our economy. We are looking at losing our most basic civil human rights every time they take office. We're talking about losing our bank accounts, our ability to transact, our ability to conduct business, our ability to have any kind of social media. And Lee, understand how big this is. We have a piece of it. Mm-hmm. You think billionaires are going to get away from these people? They're not. Again, this is Mark Zuckerberg on Joe Rogan explaining, why did you censor people when they were saying true things and you knew they were true?
We said, no, we're not going to take down humor and satire. We're not going to take down things that are true. And I don't know, then like all these different agencies and branches of government basically just like started investigating, coming after our company. It was brutal.
Oh, Tara,
that
I'm
was
sure,
part of this.
I'm sure before any of this happens that all of these conservative leaning voices will get due process.
Well, no, that's for illegal immigrants.
Yeah, right.
It's not for us.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, all this coming up on the show. Do you know, we now have learned that St. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the human trafficker, was driving a van owned by a convicted human trafficker.
We covered that top of the hour, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who was his boss.
Right.
Do you know one of the two destinations for their business? Do you know what it was?
One of them was Maryland, right?
Yeah. South Carolina.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, they were bringing our friends here.
Nothing like localizing the story there, Tara.
Yes, it turns out. In fact, Abrego Garcia's boss, who was convicted and thus couldn't drive the van anymore, so he started driving the van, admitted to the Department of Homeland Security South Carolina was one of his destinations. So if you're an illegal immigrant, you're down there in Texas, he would drive you for $350 or so, drop you off here. Henry McMaster listening? What month is this? Oh, I know. This is 2 months past when Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida deputized every single law enforcement officer in the whole state as a Border Patrol agent. Every one of them could pick up illegal immigrants now. Traffic stop, all of it. Henry could do that. Henry McMaster could do that.